Is everything relative? The year 2015 marked the 100th anniversary of Einstein's final version of relativity, known as the general theory of relativity. And yet the most radical implications of it haven't sunk in, not as it concerns what is real and what is illusion. We are all used to accepting relativity in our everyday life, though we don't use that label. When your toddler draws on the wall with crayons, throws food on the floor, or wets the bed, you are much more likely to be indulgent about his behavior than if your neighbor's toddler comes to your house and does the same things. We are also used to the minds fooling us about what our senses are detecting. Let's say you are going to a party and are told in advance that Mr. X, who will be there, is on trial for multiple burglaries in your area. At the party, Mr. X comes up to you and casually asks, "Where do you live?" The sounds arriving in your brain through the mechanics of hearing will produce a very different response than if someone else had asked the same question. Einstein could see in his mind's eye that objects would not appear to travel at the same speed to someone riding a beam of light and to someone standing on another moving object, since the speed of anything is measured by the time it takes to travel a certain distance. Suddenly, time and space had to be relative as well. Very soon, Einstein's chain of reasoning became complicated. It took 10 years, from 1905 to 1915, for him to consult mathematicians in order to find the correct formulation of his theory. In the end, the general theory of relativity was hailed as the greatest piece of science ever accomplished by a single mind. But it mustn't be lost that Einstein cracked the code of space, time, matter, energy, and gravity by using the experience of visual images. Does this prove that you are creating your own personal reality according to your own experiences? Of course. Every moment of the day you relate to reality through all kinds of filters that are uniquely your own. A person you love is disliked by someone else. A color you find beautiful is ugly to another person. A job interview that sends you into an immediate stress response poses no threat to a job applicant who happens to be more self-confident. The real question isn't whether you are creating reality. All of us are. But how deeply your interventions go. Is there anything that is real, out there, independent of us? Our answer is no. Everything known to be real, from a subatomic particle to billions of galaxies, from the Big Bang to the possible end of the universe, is key to observation and as such to human beings. If something is real beyond our experience, we'll never know it. Let's make clear that we aren't taking a position that is non-scientific or anti-science. While Einstein was seeing images in his mind's eye that would overturn time and space, other pioneers in quantum physics were dismantling everyday reality even more radically. Whereas the theories of relativity were mostly the product of one person, with some help from colleagues, quantum physics was developed collectively by many physicists in Europe. Solid objects were now seen as energy clouds. The atom was observed to be mostly empty space. If a proton were the size of a grain of sand sitting in the center of a domed football stadium, an electron would be orbiting it at the height of the ceiling. One by one, the quantum revolution that exploded in Einstein's lifetime took away every reliable bit of the world out there. Intellectually, the consequences were devastating. There's a famous aphorism uttered by astronomer and physicist Sir Arthur Eddington as he contemplated the peculiarities of the quantum domain. "Something unknown is doing we don't know what." These words are generally taken as a quip from a bygone era. Eddington, who offered some of the first proof that the theory of relativity actually matched reality, lived at a time before physics aimed its sights at a total explanation of the cosmos. A theory of everything, which some believe is just around the corner. But the quip, something Eddington had a knack for, should be taken seriously. Even a confident mind like Stephen Hawking's has more or less given up on a theory of everything, settling for a patchwork of smaller theories that will serve to explain how local aspects of reality work, not the whole. But can it really be true that reality is so mysterious that all of us have been mistaken about it since we were born?